Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm James Mason. The Premier League has refused to comment on reports suggesting that further paperwork has been sent linking Newcastle's Saudi-backed consortium with an illegal TV streaming service. The takeover, led by Prince Mohammed bin Salman, is currently awaiting the outcome of the Premier League's owners and directors test after a £300 million deal with current owner Mike Ashley was agreed last month. It is claimed that the buying consortium have already paid a £70 million deposit and exchanged contracts and remain confident their bid will be given the green light by the Premier League despite this latest report. The proposed takeover has faced previous dissent from beIN Sports over piracy issues and Amnesty International over Saudi Arabia's human rights records. The Premier League and its 20 clubs have received a letter from broadcaster beIN Sports urging them to block the sale of clubs over claims of illegal streaming, while Amnesty International has written to Premier League Chief Executive Richard Masters. And finally, Paul Robinson has urged Newcastle to invest in their training ground and academy, as well as £70 million ready-made stars. The former Spurs keeper suggested that state-of-the-art training facilities would entice signings while also help to develop the club's young talent. It is claimed that PCP Partners, the prospective new owners, are to invest an initial £200 million into the club's infrastructure and recruitment. Robinson claimed, although not essential, that investment into infrastructure will help bring sustained success to the Magpies. That's all for now. We'll have more later.